It's not blood. It's not vomit. There's one thing you can never get out of a car.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
And it has to do with the worst of my weekends. I was assaulted, Wicket.
What was the worst thing that happened to you this weekend?
I was assaulted with glitter.
Glitter is the worst.
I was at Rock and Row having a fantastic time. Such a fun time. It's only like an hour away.
Saturday?
Yes.
Okay.
So we drove up for nothing special. It's a cover band. They're great. They were doing three sets, which is like hours of music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all the songs that you love, that you know, that you sing along to. I had a story with me singing Harvey Danger. I'm sure you saw
Facebook. I do. Lets me know what's going on outside of my bubble.
Everything was great till about an hour before we were going to leave. Because again, we weren't camping. We're just coming up for the show, leaving. And this woman is prancing around.
You like prancing. It's okay.
Yeah. I mean, she was having a good time. Great. Happy person. Yay. Like, good. But then
drunk.
Yes. She's prancing around. I think nothing of it. I'm like, whimsical. Great. She's having a good time.
White claw wasted.
And then all of a sudden, my friend looks over at me and says, oh, no. And I'm like, what? And she was like, that woman is throwing glitter. And you now have glitter all over you. Like, all over you. And I was like, no. She just walked behind me and just poured glitter onto my head. Now, this wouldn't have been a problem had I been camping, had I been tubing in the river, washing it off, polluting the environment with glitter.
Right.
No problem.
Right,
great.
Yeah, fish eating glitter.
But I was about to leave in about an hour, and I've got glitter. Glitter gets everywhere. Anyone, you have kids. Glitter is the devil.
If you have 10 kids and one of them are playing with glitter,
everyone has
all
glitter
10
forever.
Are playing with glitter.
And I'm fun, Wicket. I have been known to have vials of glitter on me.
Right.
But you ask if someone wants glitter. You have glitter for yourself. But if you're going to get in the car, I want to sell my car one day. And I'm about to get in this car. And I've got glitter all over me. And I am angry. I am irrationally angry. And people are looking at me around me like wide-eyed, like, what? And I was offered knives. People were like, do you need a knife? Are you okay? Do you want to fight this girl?
What, are you going to shiv her?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No, but I was so I was like, I'm gonna do a convenience store run. Who needs something?
So you got in the car covered in glitter?
Well, I went to the car and I stripped down as much as possible. And then I wrapped my head. And then I covered the car in towels because I'm very prepared. I've got all the stuff in the trunk all the time. I've got a yoga mat. I've got everything back there. So I protect the car. I go to the gas station. I get my head under the sink. I'm probably at the gas station, in the gas station bathroom. I'm probably the soberest person that spent a half an hour in a gas station bathroom ever. So I'm in there. I get 99% of the glitter out of my hair, and the clothes that have glitter on them are bagged up in a plastic bag in the trunk. I've got new clothes on.
It's like a biohazard.
Yeah, it was. So then I'm calm at this point, except for the fact that I was at a Casey's and they didn't have any pizza. I was like, I need to. I specifically went to the Casey's because I was like, I'm going to eat my feelings. I'm going to calm down. I'm going to shower off the glitter in the sink. And anyway, so I get back and I'm feeling better until I look over and I see my boyfriend who is going to come in the car with me on the way home. Now he is covered in glitter.
Oh,
she
God.
She also assaulted
Jeez.
Him. And he's got his shirt off and he's sweaty, so it's all sticky all over him.
Oh, God. So now it's at like a spackly, glittery, shellacked mess that is all over him. So what does he do? Do you scrub him down with like baby wipes or do you make him put a shirt on and then wrap him up and contain him?
He changed his clothes in a camper and then we covered the car. And there's a little glitter in the car, but it's not.
Did you put the top down on the way back?
No, you can't do that because then the glitter will get into the little cracks. I don't have one of those like boot covers that goes over
the... Oh,
the
cracks at the top.
Yeah,
okay,
then
canvas.
Then 2 years from now, I'll put the top up.
And then
there's glitter
and then you get a glitter shower
out
when it pops back up. That sucks.
And This is off script for me. Usually I'm extremely chill. My neighbors comment on the fact that I'm very chill. I'm the person that leaves strips of grass on the lawn. Oh, don't have time to mow it? No problem. Here's strips of grass everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I am normally very chill. But the glitter thing, someone coming up to you and not asking, throwing glitter on you, I was irrationally mad about it. And I'm still, like, even just thinking about it, I'm mad about it because it's so rude.
This is the second time I've heard this because you told me this morning. She's more mad now talking about it to the rest of us.
I'm
retelling the story, regaling us.
Mm-hmm.
You did get assaulted. Do you know who the girl was? Was she friends of friends? Was she with your group? Was she just
some random
glitter fairy?
She was a random.
244-1033. What was the dumbest thing to happen to you all Labor Day weekend? I don't have anything that can compete with that.
No,
I got
you had a great
nothing.
Weekend.
I did. My weekend was awesome. I didn't really have anything bad. So I got nothing.
And normally I laugh this stuff off, but it was just, we had been out all day.
Yeah.
Looking at driving home for an hour, you know, turning it around, doing. I was not up for like an hour of cleanup. I just wanted to get in the car and blast some music with the top down on the way home. I did not want to deal with the glitter situation.
244-1033. Worst thing, dumbest thing that happened to you this weekend.
The laser.
What was the dumbest thing that happened to you this weekend?
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
Well, I was on my way to a bike rally, and I have the bike loaded up, and I'm cruising down I-80, about 75, and on the front of my bike, I got a little tool pouch where I had my wallet in.
Uh-oh.
Next thing I know, I see my wallet flying by me with all my money in it. So I pull over and proceed to walk back to where my wallet's at and picking up dollar bills all the way.
Oh.
How much cash? Did you get it all?
I think I did.
Okay. Well, that's the bright side.
This
but
is the closest you've ever felt to an exotic dancer.
I mean, my work credit cards.
So if anyone found a credit card with the name Chris, send it to 1416 Locust. We will reunite it with our Chris.
Yep.
So you lost all your cards, but you got your cash.
No, I found everything.
You found it all.
But just in case. Just in case there was like a stray library card that you forgot you had.
Yeah.
Reason 5,280. I'm not going to get on a motorcycle right there. Because I don't want to lose stuff.
I was going to say reason to buy a metal detector.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, thanks for the call, man.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Laser, what was the dumbest part of your weekend?
Well, apparently a rabbit got in my house.
A rabbit?
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits.
Yes, a wild rabbit has been running around my house for a couple of weeks, and yesterday we finally caught the darn thing.
Nightshade, will you say you wascally wabbit?
You wascally wabbit.
Oh, very good. Thank you.
You rock, man. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Laser, what was the dumbest part of your weekend?
COVID quarantine.
Oh, no. Did you get it, or did somebody you know get it?
My daughter, we got an email last week that she was exposed in her classroom. Turns out it was the kid who sits right next to her who doesn't wear a mask. But she started feeling not well on Friday, so they sent her home, and we took her to urgent care to get tested, and we still don't have the results.
Although quarantining during football season doesn't seem all that bad.
Yeah, you know.
It is not worse than your car being covered in glitter, Hans.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Wicked. What is the dumbest thing that happened on the Facebook side?
Brenda said, I had abdominal surgery. I'm still a bit sore, but I've tripped over the same item twice yesterday, making pain shoot through my abdomen both times. Don't ask why I didn't bother to pick it up the first time after I tripped over it. Mm-hmm. And Nick said he fell out of a raft while white water rafting.
Well, that doesn't sound terrible.
You mean
that sounds kind of fun, actually.
Have you been whitewater rafting?
I have, and I love it. It actually sounds like a flex, Nick. Like, I went whitewater rafting this weekend and sadly fell out.
Let us know on Facebook and on Twitter at Laser 1033.